With wings folded, I rest on mine airy nest, as still as a brooding dove. That orbed maiden with white fire laden, whom mortals call the moon, glides glimmering o'er my fleece-like floor, by the midnight breezes strewn. And wherever the beat of her unseen feet, which only the angels hear, may have broken the woof of my tent's thin roof, the stars peep behind her and peer, and I laugh to see them whirl and flee like a swarm of golden bees, when I widen the rent of my wind-built tent, till the calm rivers, lakes, and seas, like strips of the sky fallen through me on high, are each paved with the moon and these. I bind the sun's throne with a burning zone, and the moon's with a girdle of pearl. The volcanoes are dim, and the stars reel and swim, when the whirlwinds my banner unfurl. From cape to cape, with a bridge-like shape, over a torrent sea, sunbeam-proof, I hang like a roof. The mountains its columns be, the triumphal arch through which I march, with hurricane, fire, and snow, when the powers of the air are chained to my chair, is the million-coloured bow. The sphere fire above its soft colours wove, while the moist earth was laughing below. I am the daughter of earth and water, and the nursling of the sky. I pass through the pores of the ocean and shores, I change, but I cannot die. For after the rain, when with never a stain, the pavilion of heaven is bare, and the winds and sunbeams, with their convex gleams, build up the blue dome of air. I silently laugh at my own cenotaph, and out of the caverns of rain, like a child from the womb, like a ghost from the tomb, I arise and unbuild it again. P.V. Shelley.